Thank you and good afternoon. CHP officers responded to a rollover accident involving three men and an all-terrain vehicle on property off Patterson Road in McKinleyville Sunday afternoon. 48-year-old McKinleyville resident Ricky Stockwell was behind the wheel on a three-seat ATV with 25-year-old Andrew Ryan Miller and 17-year-old Clay Taylor, both of McKinleyville, as passengers. None of the three men were wearing seatbelts when Stockwell made a turn that led to the ATV overturning. Stockwell suffered major injuries and was airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Reading, while Miller and Taylor were treated at the scene for minor injuries. The cause of the collision is under investigation, and impairment has not been ruled out as a contributing factor. The California Highway Patrol reports that 71-year-old Morgan Hill resident Joyce Ann Kazzer suffered fatal injuries in a single vehicle collision along Highway 101 Sunday night. Kazzer was headed southbound driving a 1994 sedan when she lost control of her vehicle and it left the roadway near the Newton Drury Scenic Parkway and went down a steep embankment, rolling over multiple times as it did so. Kazzer, who was wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene and the cause remains under investigation. Pacific Gas and Electric has announced that it will pay for the installation of heat and fire sensing cameras at important fire lookout locations in Northern and Central California. With the prospect of another dry winter ahead, followed by another dangerous fire season, PG&E will spend about $2 million to install the programmable cameras at the Pratt, Grasshopper, Pierce, and Horse lookout towers in our region. The project is being coordinated with the Humble Fire Chiefs Association and will allow for better fire direction in highly vulnerable forest areas. Last week, the U.S. Sentencing Commission announced new sentencing guidelines for those convicted of causing environmental damage at illegal trespass grows. Those penalties will only apply to federal convictions, but the Ukiah Daily Journal reported last week that those same issues are being addressed at the state level as well. A state appellate court judge has upheld damages against a man who was convicted not only of cultivation of thousands of marijuana plants, but who also cut down more than 200 trees on private property, built an illegal roadway, and diverted water from a local stream to irrigate the garden. The lawyer for Ross Matuszek argued that he should not have to pay $225,000 in damages, but the judge disagreed and also ordered Matuszek to remove the road and perform other work to repair some of the damage he caused. Caltrans is looking at the possibility of closing down a stretch of highway in Del Norte County that is prone to seismic activity and repeated mud and rock slides, the last chance grade on Highway 101. Located 10 miles south of Crescent City, Caltrans has begun assessments of the stretch of roadway and the impact its closing would have on regional businesses and communities. The corridor is a major artery for the movement of goods into Del Norte County and southern Oregon. Caltrans is currently meeting monthly with local, tribal, and civic leaders regarding the past chance grade, and any proposed closure of the roadway is hypothetical at this time. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One measure on last week's ballot was approved by voters across Humboldt County, Measure Z. The half-cent sales tax increase will be used to fund public safety, probation, and public works in the county. Sheriff Mike Downey spoke about the importance of Measure Z's passage.
With the passage of Z, we can all sit around and go, wow, now we can start hiring people. We can start filling our ranks back up. But people have to realize it's a process that goes along with that. And sometimes it can be a long process, finding qualified candidates, putting them through a full background and making sure that they fit with the standards of peace officer standards of training through POST.
The revenue from Measure Z is projected to reach $6 million a year. Downey believes, however, that's not the only reason this measure was passed.
I think the voters looked at it and realized that we need law enforcement. I think that was the driving force behind that proposition or that measure passing. With that said, I would think that the sheriff's office will get an adequate amount of that pot, so to speak, to fill a number of those positions that I have.
Measure Z works in conjunction with other measures that passed in other cities, such as Measure U, which is a 1% sales tax increase for Rio Del. With the combination of Measure Z, the total sales tax in Rio Del is now at 9%. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.